Welcome to Yours in Christ, Pastoral Letters from Resurrection and State College, Pennsylvania. I'm Pastor Zach Simmons, and this is letter number 15. The Bible is necessary. The second in a series of four letters about the attributes or essential characteristics of the Bible. For more, visit resurrectionopc.org/letters. Dear Resurrection, the second attribute or essential characteristic of the Bible that you need to know as a Christian is that the Bible is necessary for a saving knowledge of God and for a clear understanding of how he is to be obeyed and worshipped. The Bible is not the only way God has revealed things to his people. Romans 1:19-20 explains that what can be known about God is plain to all people because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made. There's also a sense in which everybody knows something about God's law, even without reading the Bible. Romans 2:14-15 says that when people who do not have the law by nature do what the law requires, they show that the work of the law is written on their hearts. Their conscience bears witness inwardly, either to accuse or excuse them. Even people who have never heard of the Bible have an inward sense of right and wrong that corresponds, to some degree, with the law of God. This revelation of God's existence, glory, and law in nature and in our hearts we call general revelation. As Romans 1:20 says, this general revelation of God is enough to leave people with no excuse for rejecting God and disobeying his will. However, this general revelation is not enough to show people the way back to God. It is enough to tell us we are guilty. It is not enough to tell us how to be forgiven. That is why the Bible is necessary. The Bible shows us that God is gracious, that he has moved toward sinful, broken, disobedient people in love, and that he has provided a way for us to be forgiven and reconciled to him through his son Jesus. Nature doesn't tell us anything about the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Christ. People don't naturally just know that by repenting and turning to Jesus in faith, they can have their sins blotted out and receive the gift of eternal life. We only know this because God has made it known to us in the scriptures. The Bible also tells us a lot more about God's will for our lives than nature does. It comes naturally for people to know that things like murder, stealing, and adultery are wrong, but only scripture can tell us how God wants us to worship him and what a life truly pleasing to him looks like. It was the living experience of the Lord Jesus that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4, quoting Deuteronomy 8:3. Now here's the grace-based action point for today. Does your life show that you believe God's word is necessary, that it's something you cannot live without? Let's seek to cultivate hearts like Job's when he said, I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Yours in Christ, Pastor Simmons. Thank you for listening to Yours in Christ. If you'd like to find out more about Resurrection, or if you'd like to worship with us this Sunday, find us online at resurrectionopc.org.